Hi, and welcome to Father Luke's Homilies. This homily was preached in the Catholic parish of St. Mary Magdalene, Ipswich, for the seventh Sunday of Easter, Year B. I pray that this homily is helpful to you. God bless you.
The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus raised his eyes to heaven and said, Holy Father, keep those you have given me true to your name, so that they may be one like us. While I was with them, I kept those you have given me true to your name. I have watched over them, and not one is lost, except the one who chose to be lost. And this was to fulfill the scriptures. But now I am coming to you, and while still in the world, I say these things to share my joy with them to the full. I pass your word on to them, and the world hated them, because they belong to the world no more than I belong to the world. I am not asking you to remove them from the world, but to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world, and for their sake I consecrate myself, so that they too may be consecrated in truth. The Gospel of the Lord. Consecrate them in the truth. Readings the last few weeks have been very much about love. And even in today's second reading, we hear St. John continuing that theme. But today we look at an important aspect of love, truth. Truth is important. Truth matters. Truth is objective, because something is either true or it is not true. Truth is not a matter of perspective or opinion. Now, whilst it is possible that a person could be mistaken about what is true, truth is still truth. Just because someone or some group of people is mistaken about something does not make truth something that is fluid or changeable. It means that what was thought to be true was never true in the first place. Now, we live in a world and at a time which struggles with truth. In fact, some sociologists have characterized our society as being a post-truth society. And there are two ideologies, broadly speaking, which compete for prominence in our days. The first has been popular for many years now. What's true for you is true for you, and what's true for me is true for me, brigade. Now, this way of thinking is anti-Christian. Why? Well, I could go on all day about that, but principally because it is narcissistic. It's all about the individual, about what the individual thinks and feels, over and beyond reality. The I becomes the centre of everything, with little or no reference to God or to others. Now, I'm afraid we see this everywhere now, particularly in younger generations. Life is about me,
Life is about my choice, my feelings. It's what I make it. And if I define something, then that is what it is. And it would make little or no difference whether that actually accords with the rest of reality. Now, the other way of thinking is that truth is what legislation says it is. So, for an example, if a government says marriage is something contrary to what it has been for thousands of years, then the government's view becomes truth. Legislation in this model dictates what is true and what is not true, what is right and what is wrong, what is and what is not. Now, don't get me wrong. It's not that governments shouldn't legislate or say what is right or wrong. Of course they should. That is the job of a government. But this has to correspond to universal and objective truths. If a government or a monarch or a leader becomes the sole bastion of truth, then nothing is true. It's changeable, depending on circumstances, on sentiment. This is probably what was behind Pilate's question to Jesus when he asks, "What is truth?" If governments decide on what is right and what is wrong and what is true, then they can decide on what constitutes human life, on when it begins, on when it ends, on who is worth saving, on who has value and who doesn't have value, and no government, no group of people can ever have that right. And it's no stretch of the imagination because, brothers and sisters, we have seen that writ large in our history. And I'm not exaggerating when we talk about Nazi Germany. When individuals become the sole judge of what is true, what is right, and what is wrong, this has an effect of putting them in potential conflict with every other person, and importantly, in conflict with reality, which is objectively true. Reality is not subjective. If an individual or a government becomes the sole arbitrator of truth, it is destructive to human life, human love, and human flourishing. Both of these ways are deeply problematic. For human living, but they're deeply problematic, even more so, for anyone who seriously professes Christian faith. Because Christian faith corresponds to truth and reality. Because Christian faith is not some abstract idea, but is a relationship with a real person. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. The irony of Pilate's question was that he was staring truth right in the face, staring reality right in the face. Truth does not come from in here. It comes from outside. In today's gospel, Jesus prays, "Keep those you have given me true to your name and consecrate them in the truth." And he says, "Your word is truth." The truth, as Christ tells us, is the Father's word, God's word. But that same gospel, John's gospel, we are also told that Jesus is the Word of God who has become flesh. In fact, truth is an important theme in John's gospel. Jesus is the truth. who has come into the world to help us to see ourselves, reality, and God as it is. And so opposition to truth is ultimately opposition to love and opposition to God. The word of truth is spoken in and through Jesus Christ and his scriptures. If the disciples are to continue the mission of Christ, then they must continue to hear this word of truth, to reflect on it, and to live it. The same is true for us. We are to hear the word of God. We're to reflect on the word, and we are to live the word. Hear the word, reflect the word, and live the word. Consecrate them in the truth. To consecrate means to set apart and dedicate to a particular service. So Jesus, in praying for his disciples, and brothers and sisters, we are his disciples, he dedicates us, he sets us apart to be servants of truth. And so being a Christian means to be a servant of the truth. Let that sink in. To be a follower of Jesus means to be a servant of truth. What's the opposite? That you're a servant of untruth, of lies. And the prince of lies, well, he has another name. That's another fella. This is why truth matters. Truth matters, and lying is so destructive to the spiritual life. Deceit, untruth, undermines the very nature of our consecration, and it undermines the very reality of our baptism. We are to be servants to truth, servants to the truth of the gospel. St. John summarizes this truth in our second reading. God is love, he says. We can't love without truth. We are to love one another. God shares his divine spirit with us. We acknowledge that Jesus is the Son of God. Anyone who lives in love lives in God. Anyone who lives in love lives in God. This is truth. And we know this truth by falling ever more in love with the one who is truth, Jesus Christ, by meditating on the life, work, and words of the Lord Jesus, by hearing the voice of the Lord who speaks in his holy Catholic Church, and by searching the scriptures for the Father's words of life. To be a disciple of Jesus is to be consecrated in truth, is to live truth, is to grow in truth, and to understand that truth matters. You know what? At times this will put us in conflict with the world. At times this will make things uncomfortable. But brothers and sisters, we do not belong to the world any more than Christ belongs to the world. The world will hate us because it hates Christ. We cannot compromise here. We can and must, as disciples of Jesus, live and speak truth. Our lives are to look different to those who do not profess Jesus Christ, and at times that will be uncomfortable. We may be marginalized, and we may even at times face persecution. But we have a choice. We either live and we grow in the truth, or we wither and die in the lie. Jesus is the truth. He has consecrated us in the truth. So let us strive always to be servants of the truth made flesh. Amen.
Hello and thank you for listening to my homily podcast. For more information about the Catholic Parish of St Mark's in Ipswich, go to stmarksparish.org.uk. If you'd like to check out my blog, go to fatherlukegoymore.com. God bless you and see you next time.